21, river hearing.
This is a discussion item that is placed on the agenda as a result of the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission amending their American Shad and River Herring Interstate Fishery Management Plan. Just a few months ago, that board at ASMFC adopted a total moratorium on the harvest of river herring that will be effective on January 1st, 2012. They've obviously given the states a heads up to prepare for this by setting the closure date so far in advance. States are also allowed under that amendment to an opportunity to prove to the ASMFC Management Board that their fishery on river herring is sustainable. And if you can prove that, then you avoid the total moratorium. But you have to be able to show or prove to the technical committee and to the management board that your regulation of the fishery is such that the population is sustainable out into the future. And there's been a fair amount of interest on doing just that on the part of a group of fishermen located primarily in the New Kent County area and part of the Upriver Watermen's Association. We met with those groups in a public meeting back in August to discuss how we might go about convincing ASMFC that our small fishery on river herring is in fact sustainable. I think it's going to be a very, very difficult task to do. The data that we have on river herring are very sparse. They generally only pertain to the more recent years, perhaps the last 10 years, rather than, you know, a nice long data set that covers periods of several decades that shows us what the various indices look like when the stock is healthy and what they look like when the stocks are not healthy. And we don't have that. All we have are generally indices that pertain to the stock in the last 10 years when the stock has not been all that healthy. In the 1950s and 60s, we harvested 25 to 30 million pounds of river herring annually. Now it's on the order of a few hundred thousand pounds. I think that speaks volumes about the status of the resource. Now, admittedly, effort on river herring today is not what it was in the 50s and 60s. But that doesn't explain the entire decline in catch by itself.
It could also be an inverse proportion. If you don't have them out there, you're not going to have the effort to go out there and get them as well.
The group that we met with came up with a number of suggestions that they hoped we could convince the ASMFC to support. In the recreational fishery, they'd like to require a license or a permit for everyone that would be required to have prior to harvesting river herring. They want to limit recreational river herring harvest to 1 5-gallon bucket of river herring. We're in the process of trying to figure out how many fish that is, how many fish you can fit in a 5-gallon bucket. But they like the concept of 5-gallon bucket because it's easy to enforce and doesn't require the officer to count dozens of fish or whatever it ends up being. And they also want mandatory reporting on the recreational fishery to require all of the harvest and trip information to be reported. On the commercial side, again, they want a special permit required. They want to prohibit weekend harvest of river herring on the spawning reaches, and again, require mandatory reporting, which, as you know, we already have. In our professional opinion, it's going to be difficult to convince ASMFC that these measures will result in sustainability of the resource. At a minimum, we believe we're probably going to have to limit the fishery to bycatch only, particularly in the commercial sector, and to limit it fairly substantially. We know the pound net fishery takes river herring. It's a bycatch. They don't direct on that species, but the effect a total mororatorium would have on the pound net fishery would be devastating, because now the possession under a moratorium, the possession of a single river herring and thousands of pounds of catch in that net would be illegal, and chances are the fisherman doesn't even know it's there. You know, if he's bringing in 1,000 pounds of menhaden and spot and croaker and things of that nature, how's he going to sort through that to find that, you know, half a dozen river herring that are in there? So it makes sense to us, I suppose, to have some limited amount of bycatch that would be allowed. What that number is, I can't tell you at this point. We'll look at our data sets to see what it tells us, but it's probably going to be something on the order of 100 to 200 pounds of fish. We took this measure to the Finfish Management Advisory Committee and explained it to them, and in fact they agreed that the commercial fishery probably should be limited to a bycatch fishery. And in fact, they did recommend a 200-pound bycatch allowance for the commercial fishery, or up to 10% of the total catch be allowed to be river herring, which would, in some cases, be substantially more than 200 pounds. But we will look at our data sets to see if those numbers are justifiable. Again, we're apprising you of this because it requires staff to go to ASMFC to try to convince them that these types of measures are sustainable. We're not very optimistic that they're going to approve that. If they do, we will come back to you, and then at that point you'll have to go through the public hearing process to adopt these regulations. We don't want to ask for a public hearing at this point because we don't have ASMFC approval at this point, but that will occur sometime after the first of the year. But again, secondly, we want to put the public on notice that we are not optimistic that we will be successful in convincing ASMFC to adopt these provisions or allow us to adopt them. And as a result, there's a high likelihood that we will have a total moratorium in Virginia in 2012 and beyond. I don't think there's actually any action that you need to take today unless you don't want us to proceed in the manner that I've described for you.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack, I'm familiar with the action the Commission's taken, and I guess I'm trying to figure out how this would be viewed, and I know you all have been through some of that same thinking, but I think you raised a couple of questions that might be different questions, and one is talking about a bycatch fishery, but it seems that might still be significant, whereas I think the other question is what would be an appropriate tolerance, perhaps, for commercial interactions. In other words, if you're just trying to limit it to the absolute minimum level of tolerance that might allow people to otherwise normally prosecute their fisheries, such as pound net fisheries, without running afoul of the moratorium. I think if we work to address that question, we might actually have a better chance of success. I mean, I would think that our odds of success, as long as our options include continue to include directed recreational fishing, for example, would probably be significantly lower. But I think that's a separate question, and I don't know if you can work with either FMAC or the stakeholders to try to answer that question about tolerance, because that's a little bit different than saying we want to prosecute a bycatch fishery.
Right. One of the problems we have is that the data sets that we have on river herring are the harvest data sets that we have on river herring are very poor. Often the species are misidentified, and we can't, you know, pull those out of the data sets. And so we probably are limited to discussions with industry to determine those levels. And in fact, the night that FMAC met on this, we were hoping that there would be some pound netters in the audience, but they didn't show up, so we didn't have the benefit of their discussion on it. But it's certainly something we could pursue. We're a little bit limited on time, but there's still time to do that.
How many fishermen are you talking about that are really interested and concerned in maintaining this fishery in that area?
Well, there probably aren't more than, well, there, you know, what, about 60 pound nets that are set right now in the water, maybe a few more than that upriver. So there's probably going to be interest on those fishermen's part just for their own protection, as Mr. Robinson. It's hard to tell in terms of the recreational fishery because we have zero data on the recreational fishery. We don't know how many participants there are, but when you listen to the folks up at the New Kent meeting, there's one gentleman who is Mr. Adams, who owns Adams Sports Mart in Providence Forge, who caters, his business caters to these fishermen. They're recreational dip netters, recreational gill netters. They'll fish like at Walker's Dam, you know, where they'll dip herring. You know, he suggests that, you know, these people number in the hundreds, if not thousands. It's obviously not the fishery we had a couple of decades ago, but it's still quite a few fishermen.
Well,
and I think, you know, their 5-gallon bucket was their concept of a, not a bycatch fishery, but a severely limited recreational fishery. I know there were, you know, I've seen days where recreational dip netters would take, you know, several garbage can fulls of river herring out of streams. So, it, you know, 5-gallon bucket is quite small compared to some of their harvests.
I mean, I don't want to make things difficult, specifically for the commercial watermen in this situation where they've got a device that they're doing the best they can to, well, not specifically targeting, but they show up inside the net. There's no doubt this fishery is in decline. It's in bad shape. And I begin to wonder, and we have to maintain a certain level of credibility when we go to ask for certain things. And I wonder at this juncture, with this fishery being as bad off as it is, whether we risk losing credibility by trying to substantiate something that we have little or no data on. And I mean, once again, the fishery is in bad shape. Where, as fishery managers, is the threshold that you begin to ask for something that you know you shouldn't be doing? And that's a hard, and that's easier for me to say that sitting behind this table and not making a living doing that and not having a store that does that. But there gets to a break point where you've got to do the right thing versus doing what you want to do and make people happy and things. That sounds draconian, sounds any other word you want to put, but the bottom line is there is a certain break point where you don't ask for something you know you shouldn't be doing, and I'm worried that that's not the case in this picture.
Well, this is exactly why we put the item on the agenda, to see how you feel about this. There are 4 states along the Atlantic that already have imposed total moratoriums on their fishermen, one of which is our neighbor, North Carolina. And you know how North Carolina normally treats their fisheries. So they're
way
out ahead.
As I recall, they had a healthier fishery up to the last few years than we did.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have had brief conversations with Maryland and the Potomac River Fishery Commission about how they might proceed with their solution. And both have indicated, and these were brief conversations, both have indicated that they will probably approach it as proposing a limited bycatch fishery in their states and nothing more. Now, what one option is that we not submit a plan by January 1st. See what the other states do and see how those proposals go, and learn from it, and then come back sometime between January 2010 and January 2012 and submit something that is along the lines of what we saw pass at ASMFC.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack, I just wonder, as we go forward, if we might try to answer the question of tolerance and what would be an appropriate tolerance level in the commercial fishery.
Can you explain, so I understand what you mean in this context by tolerance? Are you talking about high weight, or are you talking about by fish number?
Some unit of measure would have to be established for a tolerance. But the question I have is, you can set a bycatch limit that could still allow for quite a bit of landings. And I guess that's one of the concerns. I think if we try to answer this from the question of what is a minimum level of tolerance that would allow the pound netters, for example, or whichever fisheries are encountering these in the upriver areas to continue to operate, I think that might be a reasonable approach to it, rather than moving forward with a proposal that would still allow, for example, for a directed fishery, plus maybe a percentage bycatch fishery. I think we need to figure out how to minimize it. And so maybe if we try to answer that tolerance question, but if there are four states that already have moratoria in place, I would imagine those states might have some sort of tolerance allowance in their regulations. And I don't know if you could survey those
most
states.
Most of them don't allow any tolerance. It's an outright moratorium.
Then it becomes an enforcement issue.
But I don't know if we could consider doing some more work on that question of tolerance and then come back to the commission and let us continue to discuss.
Take that back to FMAC and bring you back something more specific.
Good enough. Any other inquiries of the commission?
I guess the take-home message that I have is you don't want a directed fishery. You want to see some, not just a bycatch fishery, but a tolerance that allows them to survive a moratorium.
My question would be, and I'm naive here, I guess, but if you've got a commercial fisherman that's going to catch 1,500 pounds of fish, how's he going to know if he's got three or four river herring in that catch? And if he's checked and he has them in there, what kind of penalties is he going to be paying for this moratorium?
That's their concern. That's exactly their concern.
I don't think that's fair. And the fish is dead anyway. I think we have to have some type of tolerance for
that's fine. That's what I prefaced my discussion with earlier. I don't want to put law-abiding pound net fishermen that are conducting a lawful activity out of business. But at the same time, when you start talking about, from a recreational perspective, if we're trying to save a fish, what use is having a tolerance of a 5-gallon bucket to go recreational fishing if you're trying to save the fish? That's just where I'm coming from.
And the
fishery is in such bad shape. You do whatever you can to.
Every 5-gallon bucket of herring, you got to have 3 5-gallon buckets of blue channel cam.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's public here who wants to speak on this, but it was a discussion item.
Anybody in the public wish to be heard on this matter? There is none, Jack. Thank you.